This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Really Together with Jeff Sandu. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ramadan season is upon us. It's just a few days away. And while there's been a lot of conversation about the bazaars and balik kampung activities, a big part of Ramadan is also heading out to the mosque for prayers and practicing their faith. But as we all know, the MCO and COVID-19 pandemic has changed this year's Ramadan drastically.
Yeah. And this is again where I guess technology plays a huge role in helping people to stay connected. Muslim Pro is the number one Islamic app globally on the Apple App Store and also on Google Play. They've got over 80 million users around the world. And as usual in previous years, this is a very busy period for them. But now with this pandemic, they're actually capitalizing on the surge of users. Nick Emir Din, he's the country manager of Muslim Pro Malaysia, is with us. And Nick, while everyone is looking at digital technologies to go about their daily lives, was this something that you felt was going to happen, but it kind of expedited because of this?
Yeah, I definitely think so. That's a good point. We've already seen this trend. I mean, it's not a new trend. I mean, it's been happening definitely over the last 10 years. And of course, you know, different countries have their own trajectory and in terms of people adopting digital technologies. So for us, you know, we're in an area in terms of, I guess, religion and people's lifestyle when it comes to religion, in a space that many people thought the adoption would happen much later. But this is something that, you know, also to the extent that this crisis came about, it's really caught us off guard, you know, in terms of how fast people were able to adopt. So, you know, we've seen in countries, you know, particularly where the COVID crisis has hit them harder, you know, in places like Europe, US, that and even some of the developing countries, the users have quite quickly adapted to it and you know, have now even been asking us to kind of expand the features, have been asking us to kind of add on to the offerings that we have even within our app, you know, in a very short time. So it's definitely caught us by surprise.
So are there more users now and demanding more from Muslim Pro? And how are you coping with the resources that you have, you know, staff-wise?
Yeah, so, you know, for us, we've always had, a different approach. You know, for us, we're quite a small company. We have a small staff size. Even now, we're probably less than 30 people. And I guess for us, when we saw that surge, one thing, of course, in this time, it kind of helped us in the sense that it helps us to weather the crisis, for us to have that the users go on our platform and really trust our product and our app. But on the other hand, we suddenly saw a huge responsibility, you know, not only to serve our existing users, you know, in markets like Malaysia, Indonesia, where that's always been, you know, something that we are comfortable with, but we started to see users in other countries, you know, with unique demands. So it really had, our team kind of had to really adapt our strategy, you know, in terms of really being global and trying to really see, you know, from basically addressing our strong points to really looking at what were the weaknesses of our app and how could we really grow the app's features beyond just our core markets, but also to kind of help address all this all these new needs or these new requests from users which are from other countries as well. So it's been challenging with our small team, but I think, you know, before the crisis, we had a different approach that, you know, for us, we've always adopted digital tools early. So I think that's been one of the game changers for us. You know, most people are talking about video conferencing, they're talking about project management tools, you know, or whether it's Slack or communication tools. So for us, we had already adopted a lot of these tools beforehand. So it's really helped our small team in terms of transitioning from pre-COVID into this current COVID situation, you know, where everything, you know, majority of how what we do and how we do it has kind of moved into the digital space.
And Ramadan is just a couple of days away. A lot of talk about, you know, the drive-through bazaars or online bazaars. Are you capitalizing on this online search? Is there going to be a big change?
Yeah, so it's going to be a really it's going to be a really big change for a lot of people, including us, for Ramadan this year. I mean, when you think about Ramadan, the kind of two pillars of Ramadan. Number one is obviously practicing the faith. So a lot of people do this at, you know, they go to the mosques daily. They spend time with their family, to do this. And for a lot of people, they're not able to do that. So number one, our responsibility and I guess what we're trying to do is we will be introducing a lot of content, a lot of features in our app to kind of assist the community to make sure that they are still able to kind of practice this. The second kind of pillar of Ramadan that many people know is basically it kind of brings out the sense of community to people. So you touched on that, you know, people like to go to Ramadan bazaars, they like to, you know, or they go and break their fast at other people's house. So a lot of this will be missing. So one of the initiatives that we are really trying to do is to kind of, to empower the community by doing a campaign, which we're going to launch, which is called the World Quran Month. It's already launched. We'll be actively promoting it, and it encourages people to say that just because you may be at home, you may not be able to visit your friends, your family. The sense of community is still very much alive, and this campaign is basically a call to kind of rally people out, and for those around the spirit of Ramadan, around the religion, to kind of to reach out to each other and basically to also practice their faith in this challenging time.
Hmm. Looking at post MCO, how do you think the change of consumer behavior will have an impact in using your app and trying to retain them instead of going back to their old routine?
So I think for many people, the change in consumer habits, right? For the first time, there's, you know, people have always not been comfortable, or I guess, you know, whether it comes down to transactions or changing their habits, you know, they've never really had a compelling reason to change their daily habits. So changing from offline to online. So for the first time, and we see this in our app, you know, with our users, is not only those people that are very used to, you know, already have already integrated, you know, digital technology into their life, but really first timers who are really, this is their first time that they've ever had to really go online or go to digital to basically to solve whether their consumption habits or their other lifestyle habits. So I think it's all about user experience. So if you can deliver a user experience that is better or at least on par with what they've had, whether in terms of their, you know, in-person or their offline things, then I think there's a very high chance that, you know, you could, I guess, convince them or basically engage them post-COVID. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is a big challenge for everyone, but it's also a tremendous opportunity that for the first time, there is a lot of eyeballs, there's a lot of people that have embraced digital technology. The question is, you know, are they going to be satisfied enough such that when things return to normal, they recognize that the experience was always better online or through the digital in the first place, and be able to actually adjust their lifestyle according to that.
And finally, Nick, what would be your advice or message for the business owners out there, or just the regular Malaysians at the moment moving forwards?
I think, you know, everyone's situation is different. I think it's definitely a challenging time. I guess the message for businesses is that, during this time, the first thing I think for a lot of businesses that will be in a challenging situation, their first priority is to figure out how to survive. And take care of you know, their employees, their stakeholders. I think that's the first thing. But once they've been able to do that, the second thing that I guess we try to do at Muslim Pro, and I guess I've seen some businesses do this very well, is that, you know, you have to empathize with their community and basically focus on just giving back to them. You know, it's a tough time. So rather than focusing on, you know, products and sales, or I guess a lot of the KPIs that we traditionally associate with business, I think it's a time to connect with people, for businesses to help each other and figure out how you can really deliver or really help, you know, your users or your community or whoever is involved in your ecosystem during this challenging time. And I think that's the best thing you can do now, so that when things return to normal, then people can appreciate and I guess they will also understand how, you know, you've been able to kind of help them to kind of survive or to get through this difficult period as well.
That was Nick Emirdin, the country manager of Muslim Pro Malaysia, talking to us about how they're capitalizing on the need for technology or digital solutions, especially with Ramadan just around the corner.
Yeah, coming up is Powering Through the Pandemic as we speak to Ku Siu Ling of MyWave around HR challenges. So stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.